You have to do a written cash flow plan. The scripture tells us to do this. To summarize the scripture, Jesus said, don't build a tower without first counting the cost, lest you get halfway up and all who see and are unable to finish, and all who see you begin to mock you, saying, this man began to build and was unable to finish. Don't build a tower without counting the cost. The average household income in North America today is $40,816. If we take 4 years of that, that would be $160,000. If you were going to build a home for $160,000, you would use one of these, wouldn't you? A blueprint. You would have all of the electrical laid out. You would have all of the heating and air system laid out. What floor covering, what wall covering, where the walls and the doors, which way they swing. Every detail would be designed before you turn the first shovel full of dirt. And yet the next 4 years of your income does not have a plan. It doesn't have a clue. It has no idea where it's going. You would never spend $160,000 on a home without all the details handled. And yet, the average one of you in here, the next 4 years of your income represents $160,000. And you don't have a plan. If you manage money for a company called You Incorporated, and your job was to manage money for You Incorporated, and you manage money for You Incorporated the way you manage money for you now, would you fire you? Oh, I see way too many heads going, uh-huh. You know, I mean, how do you expect to win doing that, really? I mean, honestly, you're going to get blessed when you are a blessing. That's how that's going to happen. When you become diligent, you will prosper, the scripture says. You have got to become excellent at this. That's what wealthy people do. Now, a budget is not a straitjacket. This is simply people telling their money what to do instead of wondering where it went. And it kind of starts with some of the basics, like keeping your checkbook balanced. Everyone got real quiet. Because some people in here have an account at Ricochet Savings and Loan. They're writing these 911 rubber checks. I know that some of you think the way you balance a checkbook is that means bringing the total down. Some of you don't even do that. I've seen you in the shopping mall. I see you writing a check and you're looking and the total is up here and the checks are way down here, several layers below, and you're looking going, looks like we can get one more in. You know? You can't manage money that way and expect to succeed. You've got to quit writing rubber checks. Never, ever, ever again in your life write a check until the money is in the bank. Now that sounds really basic. It sounds like I'm teaching a 7th grade general business course. But do you understand that almost no adults follow that basic tenet? They write checks, mail them on Thursday night because they're going to get paid on Friday. They go in Friday morning, their company filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and they're not issuing payroll today. So what do we have? Bounced checks. Well, there was a snafu in the direct deposit. Great. Check to make sure the direct deposit's in there if there's been a snafu a time or two. Because direct deposit messes up sometimes, doesn't it? I like direct deposit. I personally use that. But if it messes up two or three times, maybe I ought to check before I start writing checks. We have to stop and think. Be just a little bit more conservative. We live so close to the edge that we absolutely cannot win. Bounce checks are a sign of crisis living, sloppy, lazy money habits. Now, some of you in here honestly do not know how to balance a checkbook. And it's sad that you can get out of school and not know that. By the way, it's on the back of your bank statement if you were to open those things, okay? And look at them. Flip it over on the back. It'll walk you right through it. But also, just in case, we have a ABC simple explanation in the addendums there in your workbook. You'll be able to go through and learn how to balance a checkbook. You need to learn how to do that. You need to teach your children how to do that. Some of you, the spouse has always done it, and you honestly, at 42 years old, don't know how. Listen, there's no shame in that. The shame is if you don't start today and say, that's enough. That's enough. It's ridiculous that I'm 52, I'm 38. It's ridiculous that I'm at that level and I don't know how to drive a car in our culture. I don't know how to balance a checkbook. You have to stop today and make the decision. I'm going to take all this mask off and quit saying I'm cool when I'm not, and sit down with your spouse and admit, I do not know how to do this, and learn. Because it may be you that's left there to manage that. And then you're going to be lost as a ball in tall weeds. It's not going to be fun. Learn how to balance a checkbook. If you have to, you can even use carbon checks. I know we were doing counseling one time with a couple, and I was trying to get their checkbook to balance. I could not figure it out. I mean, it had their normal entrance. They were always bouncing checks. You know, they had their house payment, the car payment, the bank here, you know, $328, house payment, $742, and the daycare, you know, $38, the ESP, $78, and, you know, grocery store, $42, and it just went on down, and I kept looking at it. Finally, I said, the only thing I can't figure out is, what is this ESP $78. The guy says, error someplace. This is not how you balance a checkbook. Other budget busters and things that can keep you off balance are the ATM card and the debit card. Now, I don't tell you to tear those up. I tell you they're okay, but be very, very careful with them and never use them on impulses. Only use them as a part of the implementation of your overall game plan. Okay, you have to now plan your impulses, okay? There's no way around it. That's the deal if you're going to win at this money stuff. But Dave, I don't want to do a budget. Some of your spouses told you, I'm going to take you over there. Dave Ramsey's going to put you on a budget. And you're like, I don't want to, you know, get that Dave guy away from me. I don't want to do a budget, Dave. Doing a budget makes me think of bread and water. That means I'll never be able to rent another video or buy another pizza. We think of it as a straitjacket. It's none of that. A budget, a cash flow plan, a spending plan is simply you telling your money what to do. I honestly don't care what you do with your money. I'm going to give you a lot of suggestions. I'm going to give you the baby steps on how we implement what we do from here and what your best order of priority if you want to have financial peace and win are. But at the end of the day, I have found that adults are pretty intelligent if they bother to do it on purpose. It's this not bothering thing, this Gomer piling thing that messes you up. All you've got to do is bother. It doesn't have to be bread and water. You can do whatever you want to do. It's your money. All I care is you do it on purpose and you quit spending more than you make. If you'll just do that, you will start to wake up and win on some of these issues. Another reason we don't want to do a budget has been used to abuse you. Your parent or your friend or something has said, you know, your grandparent or maybe your spouse is saying, it's not in the budget. It's not in the budget. Dave Ramsey said, it's not in the budget. Wearing you out with this stuff. They're using a budget as a tool to control. This is a control freak issue. This is not a budget problem, okay? And some of you nerds need to back off and let some of these free spirits have a little room. The elbows are going. I see them working out there, okay? And then this thing will loosen up and you'll start to do it together because budgeting is not a method by which you make other people behave. Budgeting is a method by which you make money behave. Now, there's a big distinction there for those of you especially that are married. Another reason we don't want to do a budget is we never had one that really worked. You know, we've all tried it. You remember when you first set up housekeeping, you do the yellow pad budget. You remember the yellow pad budget? You do? Okay, let's see here. Let's see here. Student loan, Circuit City. Let's see here. Victoria's Secret. You know, you got to have the whole thing here, right? You got to, and let's see here, rent, food. You remember doing this? And you get down, you total it all up, and then you look at the income versus the outgo, and you're like, whoa, dude, there's a problem. And then you're sweat on the upper lip, and you're going, oh, how am I going to get out of this? Oh, what are we going to do? Honey, okay, we got to have a plan here, okay? Turn off the TV and get in here. Bring the remote. It's mine, too. I have the checkbook and the remote. I am ruler over all. Get in here. Now, honey, I got a plan. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to eat every other week. Okay? You remember doing this stuff, right? And you finally get the thing to balance just barely. And then the car breaks the next week. And you go, this budgeting stuff, it doesn't work, right? No way. I can't do it. Why? Because you left out car repairs as a category. Cars are going to break. Maybe car repairs ought to be a standing category. Some of our households, at times, it's had to be the whole budget. You know what I'm talking about? Some months it gets completely out of control. You've got to budget a whole picture of your life. You have to address the reality of where you are on paper When you do that, you'll start to win like you have never won before. Now, some of you go, well, I've like sort of kind of got it in my head, Dave. It's like in the Quicken. You know, I've got it in the software, and I can sort of see it, and I can tell if we're off on a percentage. No. You don't understand. You have to write it down. The whole thing. No way around it. Another reason we don't want to do a budget is paralysis of fear of what we'll find. I don't want to discover how bad it is. The bill drawer has stuff growing in there. And you reach a hand in there, you draw back, and there's no hand. You know, it's, right? It's bad news. And sometimes it's fear of just admitting how bad we've been. We've all messed up. I've done stupid with zeros on the end. Some of you have paid some stupid tax, are about to pay some stupid tax. Stupid tax, of course, is when you do something stupid that costs you money. I have paid stupid tax with zeros on the end. I understand this. It's okay. We're all humans. We're all in this together. You're going to mess up, or you have messed up. You might as well put it down on paper, deal with where you are so you don't have to live where you are for the rest of your life. That's the idea of financial peace. I had one old guy, he said, you know, we finally wrote it down. We figured out what we've been spending the last several months. We've been spending $1,200 a month on cotton picking restaurants. He said, I'll figure it out while we don't have a retirement. We've been eating it. You know, I mean, it's just, woo, scary stuff, isn't it? We're afraid of what we'll find. And that's another reason people don't do a budget. It's a thing called denial. And I'm not talking about a river in Egypt, okay? Now, cash flow plans don't work many times if you leave things out. If you leave out car repairs and the car is constantly breaking, well, guess what? If you leave out kids' clothing and they come in with their pants up to their knees, here we are heading back into school, then you've got a problem, right? When you leave things out is when you will mess your budget up. You'll crash it every time. Another reason budgets don't work is if you overcomplicate them. Now, this would be addressed to the nerds in the audience. These 17-page spreadsheets that are merely on the computer, and it takes an MBA, a master's in business, to figure out your budget plan. Nobody's going to live on that. It's too complicated to start with, or you spend every night in the computer. I mean, what kind of life is this? And for sure, the non-nerd spouse, the free spirit, is not going to participate at this level of detail. Don't overcomplicate it. Keep it simple. Keep it easy. This is personal finance. This is not corporate finance. You're not trying to impress someone to get a promotion. You're just trying to keep your money from leaving on accident. That's all we're doing here. Another reason budgets don't work is you don't actually do one. Now, that could be a detail. Another reason we don't have budgets that work is we do one, but it's this theory thing. It's this, oh, look at our budget. But then we don't live on the budget that we wrote down. You have to actually do one, and then you actually live like the piece of paper says, or you change the paper. Now, let me give you a hint. As you start putting together your budget, and I'm going to give you the forms and teach you the details tonight on how to do that, okay? As you start putting this together, your budget will not work the first month. It will not work. The second month, it will not work, but a little bit. About the third month, it'll start to work. Now, we've talked about having the emergency or having the budget committee meeting where the nerd and the free spirit sit down and come into agreement. That's the first draft. That's the first thing. Next week, you'll have to change that. You'll have to have an emergency budget committee meeting and make some adjustments. And then you'll have to have another one. You may have to have them every day for a while. Because basically, when you've been going along for 13 years or 7 years or 27 years and never had a plan, you still don't have a clue of how your life really looks on paper. And your first month, you're going to be lousy at it. That's okay. Keep trudging. You're on the bunny slope, okay? It's okay. Learn to ride the chairlift. Then the next month, you'll get a little better at it. And by the third month, it'll actually start to work. And that black eye that you tempted to hit your husband there, ladies, that thing will start to heal at that point, okay? So it takes about 3 months for this stuff to actually kick in and work. Reasons we really need to do a cash flow plan is a written plan removes the management by crisis from your finances. Now, many folks in here and in our course nationwide are struggling. They say, I can't do a budget, Dave. I don't have enough money to pay everything. Hey, we didn't either. We were broke. We were losing everything. We were getting sued. We were getting foreclosed on. Everything's going crazy. But what we did was we managed what we had. Now, what that means is you write down everything that you're going to do, and you do as much as you can do. In that situation, you take care of food, shelter, clothing, and transportation. We call those the four walls. You take care of those four things before you do anything else. I don't want to hear about your house being behind and you being current with MasterCard and your student loan. That's bad priorities. Food, shelter, clothing, and transportation are first. And so what we're doing is we're going to spend the money. And what we used to do is when the money ran out, you know, the list kept going, right? And we wanted to pay everyone. We just didn't have the money. Do you know what I'm talking about? Has anybody ever been there but me? You know what I'm saying? The money ran out before the stuff did, before the list did. We would draw a big line there. And everyone below the line that month did not get paid. I remember I had a collector call me one time and was just chewing on my ear. Calling my mother names and everything else. You know how they just, they're going crazy on me, right? And I said, well, I'm sorry, I can't pay you. You're below the line. And he said, do what? I said, you're below the line. I don't pay people that are below the line. He said, what are you talking about? And I said, well, we do our budget, and when the money runs out, we draw a line, and the people below the line don't get paid, and this month, you're below the line. He goes, you're kidding. I said, no, I'm not kidding. You're below the line. You don't get paid. He goes, well, I got a question. How do I get above the line? I said, you're nicer next time you call. Have a good day. Manage money. When you tell money what to do, it works harder. A budget is a money stretcher. Money goes farther when you are managing it. It's amazing. It's like managed time. How many of you have ever been to a time management seminar of any kind? And you go back. When you manage time, you get more out of it, don't you? When you manage money, you get more out of it. There's no way around it. A written plan, if actually lived on and agreed on, will remove many of the money fights from your marriage. We've talked about, and we will talk about, the unity that your marriage will have. When you come into agreement on what you're doing with your money, then you'll be winning. And the money fights will go away. A written plan, if actually lived on and agreed on, will remove much of the guilt, shame, and fear that may now be a part of buying necessities such as food or clothing. I can remember many times when we were broke, as we wrote a check at the grocery store, I had this tinge of fear inside of me that we had just spent the money that we were going to use for the electric bill. Anyone relate to that? As I wrote a clothing check for my child, which is a necessity, I wondered if I had just spent the mortgage money because I didn't know. When you put it all down and you can see it before you write those checks, then as you write that check, you have an immense amount of peace because there's not all this conflict and this wondering about what's happening going on. It releases stress. A written plan, if actually lived on and agreed on, will remove the bounced checks. See, a bounced check is when you write checks because there wasn't money. And then it comes back, NSF, insufficient funds. They're way too expensive. They mess up your budget big time. And you should never have a bounce check if you have a written plan. Because you would never write a check that wasn't in one of the categories where you had already preordained where the money was going to go. You never write a check that doesn't come out of one of those categories. Ever. If you want to change the category so you can write a check, fine. But if you're going to raise that category, you've got to lower another one, as we're going to learn, okay? That'll remove stress from your life when you get rid of the bounce checks. This living on the edge thing, this living scared all the time, this looking over my shoulder, wondering when they're going to shut down my bank account, wondering when they're going to come get me or something. I mean, this has got to stop. Life is too short to live like that. And if you'll just spend a few minutes every month without the stupid television on and sit down and plan and sit down and write it out, it's amazing what will happen and what will be turned loose in your life. Also, overspending will stop. Like the guy that was overspending on restaurants. He discovered when he sat down that they were overspending on that category. Now, $1,200 a month in restaurants in most households would be overspending, okay? And in some of your households, it could be a whole lot more, a whole lot less on something else. You need to look. I don't know if you're overspending on clothing. I don't know if you're overspending on entertainment. And only you can ultimately decide that. But what it makes you do is look at it in the context of your whole life. See, purchasing that leather couch might be be an okay purchase. But it might not be if you look at the context of where you are and say, gosh, we don't even have any money set aside for emergencies. I don't think this leather couch is an emergency. If you're fully funded emergency fund and you have extra money laying around, then that leather couch could be an okay purchase, right? And you might go and get a bargain on it and use your $100 bills, right? And so the whole thing starts to stack up and work when you put it in context.